radical Christianity he had found in the Apostolic Age and in the Greek Fathers of the Church. He cast this fire onto Oxford and England and ignited the Oxford movement. He preached about the fear of God, zeal for God's honor. He preached about sin and conversion. He preached about self-denial and self-discipline. He evoked with great power for his listeners the invisible world of God, the angels, the souls of the dead, the world to come. In an age when Christianity had become soft and self-indulgent, he revealed the demanding edge of it. He announced the gospel, unadulterated, in all its power to upend and to overthrow human, all too human, patterns of thinking. He announced without compromise the antagonism between the gospel and the world. He would often preach with the fierceness of an Old Testament prophet, as in the sermon, Jewish Zeal, a Pattern for Christians. Of course, he was not just another preacher threatening his congregation with hellfire. He was Newman, a man of the highest culture and the most exquisite sensibilities and the most penetrating insight into human and divine things. I responded to Newman's preaching, just like many Oxford undergraduates in his day. I was deeply convicted by the authentic Christianity that he proclaimed. I rejoiced to encounter